And of course, as I alluded to, what I didn't know is that NAIM, which stands for North American Inclusion Month, which was established 5 years ago on the National Holiday Registry, actually, by everyone at Yahad doing a little research, they were the ones who got it established, which is unbelievable. February was dubbed NAIM, but now we dub it, if I pronounce it correctly, I'm sure I'll be corrected if I don't, is now being dubbed JDAIM, Jewish Disability Awareness and Inclusion Month. And it is therefore my absolute pleasure to welcome Rebecca Schrag-Meyer. You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. And Rebecca Schrag-Meyer, director of Yahad New York, joins us this morning. Good morning, Rebecca.
Morning, Miriam. Thank you for having me.
An absolute pleasure to have you. For those people who don't know, Rebecca Schrag-Meyer, I'll suffice it to say that when you go to like an NCSY event or whatever, and they mention somebody's name and the place goes crazy, like you're David Cutler, like that's what happens when you go to like a Yahad event and somebody mentioned Rebecca Schrag-Meyer's name. Boom. The place goes in absolute uproarious. She is a superstar. She is a superstar, and for good reason. And I can't believe you're joining me this morning. It's very exciting to have you on, and I thank you for making the time.
That was a very generous introduction, and the pleasure is mine, especially when your last name is Wallach, and Yahad has had the pleasure of being in your home for wonderful Yahad events. So it's great.
I'm
looping back here this morning.
Yeah, well,
honor of JDAIM.
So let's start with that. I'm not pronouncing it correctly. How do you pronounce it?
You know what? It's a work in progress. I'm still working on it. JDAIM.
JDAIM.
Jewish Disability Awareness, Acceptance, and Inclusion Month. It's a little bit of a mouthful.
Expectance. I didn't get that in the acronym. There's an E in there?
It was added. It's not in the acronym, but when you look at literature, it's the way that it's being presented now. It was added a few years ago, the word acceptance, that it's not only Jewish disability awareness, but it's also acceptance.
Okay, so now, all of the questions I have, I got to take a step back. Explain to me what that expectant part means.
Sorry, acceptance. Accepting people.
Oh, acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's an
yeah.
A. Okay, okay. So we have J. Spell it for me now. Let's do this together. J, D.
J, D, A. And then there's a silent A. I M.
Silent A.
It's a lot to get used to. We're getting used to it here at Yahad, as it's our first year partnering with JDAIM, which is a wider national movement where dozens and dozens of Jewish communities are partnering together for the sake of inclusion in the month of February. As you mentioned before, Yahad had been going with North American Inclusion Month, NAIM, that Yahad actually got passed many years ago. And we felt that this was the more widely, JDAIM was the more widely accepted version. And this is the month of inclusion. And together we're able to reach more people and have a louder voice. So we're excited to partner with Shelly Christensen and her organization and the wider Jewish community who's celebrating JDAIM.
Okay, so now I understand mm-hmm. this. We are talking about awareness and acceptance, which I guess does not necessarily go hand in hand. And therefore, we have to articulate that we are looking for both awareness and acceptance through these projects.
Completely. Awareness, you know something exists. You know that Down syndrome, autism, that they exist. Acceptance is yes, you know, we hear that it exists and let's have this person and accept them in our community. And then you take it one step further in its inclusion where it's just a normal thing for everyone to be there, that the table isn't full unless all the parties are, you know, have a chair.
So it's acceptance as more than just making room. We make room for things in our lives, but we're not making mm-hmm. room as if to say this something is uncomfortable for me, but I have to make room for it in my world. I am accepting that there is an entire, there is an entire population of people who may not be like me, but I'm going to accept them the way the way I expect them to accept me.
Exactly. Okay. And I think, you know, to your point, that's a lot of what we're aiming to do this month here at Yachad and, you know, and a lot of the Jewish disability-focused organizations, where we're running amazing programming all year. And we have a very full virtual calendar right now with programs really throughout the day, cooking, Zumba, comedy club, social skills, you know, and so on. But this is the month that we aren't just doing what we do for our internal customers. It's where we shout it from the rooftop, right? You see all over social media right now, if you know, you know. That's kind of how I feel about our Yachad programming. If you know, you know, and you're able to access it, and it's great for you. But February is really the time to take a step back and show and invite the wider community to what's going on, you know, teaching about the programs that we are providing, how to get involved, and, you know, role modeling what it's like to have programs that are open to all different types of people, and highlighting the amazing abilities of our individuals with disabilities, whether it's through a talent show or a cooking competition where people are really able to show off their skills. There's a big push in that way. And in addition to the social sphere, there's also an increased amount of educational programming that we're doing. So, you know, during the year, we do help organize speakers for local shuls and schools. But this month, we put an extra emphasis and organize more speakers in those with our partners, and also our sensitivity training workshops, which are they're hands-on workshops where you're learning about various disabilities and we simulate what some of the symptoms may feel like with leading to a conversation about, you know, now that you've a little bit stepped into the shoes of somebody else, how can we create a space that everyone is welcomed and comfortable? So we're doing an increased amount of those trainings. And during this month, we also try to have one mega program that we reach, you know, a much wider audience. So in the past, it's been an interactive calendar with inclusion challenges the day or an accessibility grant that different people were applying to. And there's a social media competition of voting on who wins the grant to make their space more accessible. One of my favorites was Lights, Camera, Take Action that encourage especially youth to create videos to promote change. So it could be, you know, somebody... there was a group from LA that made an amazing video about not using the word retarded and replacing it with other words. Somebody made a claymation. It was my first time hearing the word claymation, an animation out of clay,
right.
teaching, you know, different postures and different ways that people can feel, the nonverbals of how to make people feel more inclusive, more included. And this year, we're incredibly excited to present an inclusion education workshop, and inclusion spelled with a Y-O-U in caps.
Yeah, I saw that, and I definitely want to mm-hmm. speak about that further in a second, but I just want to take a step back for a second. I mean, we're talking about, so I now get that Naeem has flourished or branched out or umbrellaed into something greater by partnering and growing into JDEAM, and that's very important, and I appreciate that. And I also think that, you know, in terms of speaking on behalf of our community, obviously the Jewish element is crucial. I mean, it's certainly crucial. But we live in a very woke society right now. So I guess I'm wondering, and plenty of people I think are wondering also, how much progress do we still need to make? Are we still so far behind in the way society views people with disabilities that we still need an entire month dedicated to awareness and acceptance?
Great question. And I think that this is actually one of the things that gives me the most pleasure on a daily basis, is really seeing the shift that our community has taken from 50 years ago to the degree in which you saw individuals with disabilities in the community 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, to where we are now. We recently lost a true giant, Rabbi Kellermer from West Hempstead,
right.
Zachar Tzedek Lebracha, who really is very special. And one of the reasons he's so near and dear to Yahad's heart is around 36 years ago, he worked with Yahad to host the first ever Yahad Shabbaton. Mm. It was a completely radical idea at the time. The community had questions beyond questions, and everyone had their opinion, you know, seeing individuals with disabilities getting kibbutim and included in the davening, even when it wasn't so quiet at every single point. And it was really a radical, radical thing 36 years ago. Right now, because of the pandemic, we aren't running in-person Shabbatons. But, you know, the last program year, we had 35 unique Shabbatons scheduled in the New York area alone, where it's become a norm. You know, every modern Orthodox Jewish high school has their Yachad event, their Shabbaton, their shul. It's their time of year. That it's just become part of the fabric of who we are. So in terms of, you know, what you're saying of how much further do we need to push, I think the first step is really in amazement of how far we've come. And then I think, you know, it's been a shift from why inclusion to how to have inclusion. And I'm a very visual person, and there's a poster that I love and rings so true that has, it's outside of a school, and it has a group of students positioned outside of the school doors, and it says, getting in has gotten easier, but sitting in hasn't. Mm. And it shows a ramp. There's a boy in a wheelchair going up the ramp, but where he isn't getting in is on in that same picture, there's a group of three boys sitting tightly together on the stairs laughing, mm. right? Just because at this point, it's hard to think of a building that doesn't have, you know, it's not almost up to code
right.
with accessibility. But it's really those attitudes. And that's a lot of what we're training is how to have that shift in who we're noticing and how we're noticing and how we're including them. And sorry if this is going in a different direction.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it actually piggybacks. No, not at all. It piggybacks off mm-hmm. of what I think is like a fabulous example of how far we've come as a person, as a people, is that mm-hmm. an elevator is now available in the Old City to take people who have disabilities and have limitations down to the Kotel Plaza. There is no need totally. Any further to manage the 4 million steps that get you from point A to point B. Now you can get an elevator. And, you know, right. I agree.
And it benefits everyone.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
It's not only the person who's in a power chair, it's everyone.
Right. 100%. 100%.
I think even more so looking, you know, at the past month through this pandemic where we have such an emphasis on pods and bubbles and households, your immediate family, right? This is the language we keep seeing. But, you know, really taking this month as an opportunity to think about the people that aren't making the cut. Mm. The people that you maybe invited for a Shabbos meal because it was like the welcoming thing to do or the nice thing to do or the right thing to do, or maybe they didn't even make that Shabbos invite to begin with. You know, certainly now where the circles have closed even more,
right.
who's inviting these people and where are they and who's reaching out to them?
Right.
And, you know, so many of our Yahad members who are living in group homes, well, things are changing a little bit now. There were many months they couldn't go home to see their families mm. without risk of not being welcomed back into the group home because right. of fear of exposure, you know, and you know, using this month and, you know, even upcoming holiday of Purim is an opportunity to reach out to make a call to somebody or a socially distant visit, a delivery mishloach mano, but really using this month as a time to pause and think about all the people that you know, aren't in that pod, the 100%. People that weren't chosen, you know, the first five in the right. basketball team.
100%, 100%. And you can get information about inclusion. Am I pronouncing it properly? Inclusion
yes.
Education
yes.
Center. That I got right. Okay, good. So at yahad.org, yahad.org/yahad on demand. You can get all information about the variety of different programs and seminars, etc., that are available, even though, yeah, because of the pandemic, this is a pivot. Way to go, Yahad. This is a pivot to make sure that they're that the needs of the community are being met. The needs of the greater Jewish community, I should say, are being met. You can get information about the inclusion education seminar at yahad.org/yahad on demand. Just tell me, Rebecca, in 30 seconds or less, because we're so out of time, just tell me about this inclusion seminar.
Okay. Our incredibly talented Yakir Begun, who's an amazing educator, put together a two-part certificate program free for high school students, starting this Sunday, February 7th, and continuing February 21st, 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Two-part training, one getting to know disabilities. We have speaker Pam Schuller, who is a comedian. She's a disability advocate. She's fantastic. We're running a sensitivity training program. In the second session, we are speaking about creating a more inclusive you and the more inclusive Jewish community. We have a change advocate, Key Frischman, who is coming and speaking and teaching about disability legislation. And our wonderful Yakira will be running different activities, breakout rooms, discussions, really honing in and making it as practical as possible.
Amazing. So all information is available at yahad.org. And again, that's yahad.org/yahad on demand with the weekly calendar of different Yahad-related events, virtual events, I imagine, at this point still, though we are looking forward to transitioning back to in-person events as soon as worldly possible. Rebecca Schragmayer, I thank you, as always, for everything that you do, literally everything that you do for the Jewish community, as director of Yahad New York, and just as a really, really good person. My thanks to Yahad and to Miriam Braun for setting up this interview, and I wish you guys continued hatzlacha in all of your endeavors.
Thank you so much, Miriam, and happy J-Deem.
Thank you. Happy J-Deem to you, too. Now that I know how to pronounce it, happy J-Deem to everybody. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network.